are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for Testimony Tuesday here on There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show. Now, it's been a minute since I've been live on the air with you. I've missed all of you, but you know what? Although tonight's show is probably a little bit long overdue, how many of you know that God's timing is always right on time? What do the elders say in church? He may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. Yeah, I know you've heard that before. So as we prepare to take your calls, I want you to take a moment to first think about something before we start hearing testimonies this evening. Think about this. Are you walking with God in this season of your life, or are you walking away from him? Hear what I said. Are you walking with God in this season of your life, or are you walking away from him? Really give that a little bit of thought. Let it sit with you. Don't get stressed out about it. I just want you to give that some thought, because we really want to do some soul searching this evening. So sit back, relax, get your tissues ready if you need to, buckle up your seatbelts, because I think it's going to be a bumpy ride this night, tonight, as I welcome you on air as my special guest. So with that said, if you want to be a part of this powerful show, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246. And press the number 1 to join us on air. I'm Allie, the host of There Is Life After Layoff, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. There Is Life After Layoff is a vision from God, and it is my very transparent journey of facing my own truths without placing blame as I continue to grow professionally and spiritually while walking in my life's purpose. Now, together with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to push past the fear in your life as you explore new opportunities to discover your life's purpose. And in doing so, together we will support one another through this journey. So that is why I invite you to tune in on the conversation with us on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Up to Me Radio website at up2meradio.com. So with that said, I say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, of course, you know, this platform works because of you, our faithful listeners. You're the ones that helped to drive the show tonight. Excuse me, I had to take a sip of water. I feel the enemy trying to get in my throat. But you're the ones who helped to drive the show tonight, and we especially want to hear from you, because guess what? Testimony Tuesday does not work without the testimonies. So once again, if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, I invite you to call in at 347-324-5246 and then press the number 1. But remember, if you're in listening mode, you don't have to press the 1, but you press 1 if you want to come on air and share your testimony. We'll be taking calls throughout the show, and we'll take as many calls as time permits, and we certainly do look forward to hearing from you. So now we're ready to get started. So for those of you who tune in on a regular basis, and you may remember us doing another Testimony Tuesday here on the show. And if you remember correctly, it is always a God-filled, spirit-led show. It is so powerful. And I don't anticipate that tonight's show will be any different. Despite life's challenges and difficulties through it all, you know what? I am truly thankful that God has blessed me to have some of the most inspiring women of purpose in my life, and a few of them who are now a part of my inner circle. And for those of you who know me, you know that I don't use the term friend loosely. And so joining me first this evening is one of those people who I call friend. She is my go-to prayer warrior. She is my ride or die. She is that one friend who will take off her earrings, put on that Vaseline, put on them tennis shoes, and go to battle with anybody who's trying to mess with me, and I will do the same for her. She is also that one friend who will tell me the truth and keep me in check. She does not tell me what I want to hear all the time, but she tells me what I need to know. Everybody needs one of those friends in their life, and I don't get all caught up in my feelings when she shares her truth with me, and I'm thankful for it. And so I am so excited to have my very special, dear sister friend joining me this evening, and she is certainly one of my biggest supporters here on the show, and she's not a stranger to the show. So without further ado, I want to welcome back my friend and sister in Christ, Ms. Charmaine Shar Marshall. She is the founder of Changing Faces Makeup Artistry. Welcome, my sister, and thank you for joining me this evening.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. You know I'm always excited, and I'm always ready to do some work whenever you call on me. Up to Me Radio is just a phenomenal platform, and I just wish everybody would really, really get to know this radio station, because, you know, there are some big things coming our way.
Absolutely.
And I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So although you're not a stranger to this show, I always want our guests to know who I'm bringing on air and presenting before them. So if you want to take a moment for those who may be tuning in for the first time, if you want to share a little bit about yourself with us so that we know who Shar is.
Okay. Yes, I am Charmaine Shar Marshall. I am the CEO and founder of Changing Faces Makeup Artistry, where makeup is more, it's more than makeup for the face. It's life makeup is my motto. You know, we intend to inspire and encourage our people to come on board and not only get beautified, but to get lifted up. You know, it's a ministry for me. And not only am I the founder of Changing Faces Makeup Artistry, I also do background acting. And I'm really excited about that because I have an opportunity to meet a lot of great people. It's a great opportunity to, you know, do a lot of things and meet a lot of people, go a lot of places.
Right.
I also am a co-author, along with you and our other guest that's coming on, of a book called If Her Purse Could Talk.
Yeah.
And I know we have to have a meeting real soon about that, because I know there's some things coming down the pipeline to that as well. And I'm also an independent jewelry consultant for Paparazzi Accessories. And I can be found on Facebook at Shar Marshall, S-H-A-R, or at Changing Faces, M-U Artistry. And my website is www.changingfacesmakeupwithahyphenintheMiddleArtistry.com. And just go through the website, leave a comment, you know, subscribe for the newsletter, look at all of the pictures and profiles, and that's who I am. And I'm a child of God, and I'm happy and excited to be talking about none other than the Lord Almighty, you know,
absolutely.
And about how he's been so wonderful and so good to us.
Yes, absolutely. And in a moment, we're going to get into really the meat and potatoes of why we're here tonight, and hopefully we'll have some additional callers. But I believe I have another one of our Sister in Christ friends on the line, and I want to bring her on air because, you know, every time the three of us get to talking, it is a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So who do I have the pleasure of having on the air with us tonight but none other than Ms. Dionne Parker, the swagologist herself. Welcome, my sister.
Swagologist.
Yes.
The swag queen,
hey,
yes.
Hey. It is such a pleasure to be here and hearing these two special women. Oh, my goodness, I have goosebumps. I am thrilled. Every time you do Testimony Tuesday, you bless my soul. We have church up in here.
Yes, we
and
do.
John okay. Marshall is in
okay,
the house.
I'm in my pajamas,
what?
Girl. Look, praising in my pajamas.
Y'all don't understand. Woo! Because every time we get together, you are so right, Allie. It is just, it's an amazing blessing. Yes. I am so grateful for you and Up to Me Radio. I think it is amazing what you're doing and changing the lives of so many people. You just, you have an incredible gift. And I'm so grateful that you run for the Lord. You run for the Lord.
Yes.
And
amen.
It is just a beautiful thing. And so I'm grateful. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your tribe.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, at the beginning of the show, I said that although it's been a minute since I've been on live, this was so timely because, and I was sharing this with Shar the other day, that I didn't know that you were going to be dealing with each letter of swag during this time, and for you to be dealing with Walk with God during the same week that I was doing Testimony Tuesday, and is he not always right on time?
Look at
what?
Look at God.
He always knows. He's always threading us back together, making sure that we are, you know, in sync with him. And I just think it's amazing. So it is nothing short of a holy hookup in the Holy Spirit with him. And I just,
yes,
I always
yes.
laugh when he does the amazing as well. So I'm grateful. You are,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're spot on.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's been a minute since we've actually spoken. So God was like, okay, it's time for them to connect again. So how can I finagle this?
Yes.
You know, how can I work this out? And look what he did. Boop, boop, boop. There you go.
Yeah, while she's coming from Africa.
She
just got back from Africa and then just dropped right in our laps. This is what she was supposed to do.
She over there with Africa doing a big thing. Oh, Lord Jesus. But she always comes back to us, Char.
Yes, she does.
It's our perseversary.
It is. And, you know, we have to definitely get together because it's long overdue for us to revisit with the women who contributed to that wonderful vision of yours. And so I'm so thankful for that opportunity myself. So, yeah, we got to work that out. But God's going to work that out for us. But I want to really, between the three of us, until we have some callers to bring on air, who wants to go first? Who wants to go ahead and just talk about what is God doing in your life in this season? And are you walking with him and or are you walking away from him? The floor is open.
That's a heavy question, you know, and it really, really makes you think about how you're walking, where you're walking, why you're walking, and who you're walking to or who you're walking from. Mm-hmm. And all I can say is over the last couple of months, you know, I've had some challenges within my family. We've had a death in the family. You know, I had some health issues that were going on. You know, the enemy was just on full attack. With my mother and my brothers, I mean, on full attack. But what I heard a minister say the other day, he said, "You cannot be promoted without persecution."
That's right.
And
Amen.
You know, there's just some things that you have to go through. And as long as you don't give up, if God doesn't see you giving up on trusting him and believing in him, no matter how frustrated you get. And I was at a level of stress and anxiety that literally and physically made me sick.
Wow.
And And I was heartbroken, you know, but I would just pray about it. I would pray with my husband, and I would ask God to just comfort me, you know, because I know I'm old enough to know, and I'm experienced. You know, there's a difference between, you know, not experiencing something and experiencing. I'm experienced enough to know that God going to bring me through.
Ooh,
and he's
going
to get to the truth. You know, when you are experienced enough and you know you got some battle scars, and I got some battle scars, and I have been through the trenches, but I've also seen that sunshine. I've seen that rainbow. I've kept my covenant, you know, and he's kept his covenant with me, I should say. And, you know, and just being obedient. You know, it's just so easy to be obedient, but sometimes, you know, we want to try to figure it out ourselves. And if we're going to try to figure it out ourselves, then why are we praying about it if we can figure it out ourselves?
You better say that.
You know what I mean? But God just brought me through, and he's still bringing me through. And that's the wonderful part about it. He's still bringing me through, and he's allowing me to see what I need to see, who I need to see, and to still keep my eyes focused on him. So I could hear better from him, because my prayer daily is to be better. I just want to be better. You know, I want to be a better version of myself. And if we are created in his image, we should all want to be a better version of ourselves.
That's right.
You know, so I just thank God for getting me over that hump and allowing me to just bask in his glory, you know, and just be appreciative of his grace and his mercy over my life, no matter how hard it is. I'm still marching and praising him.
Amen. Can you even follow
that? Girl, I'm over here still chomping and chewing on what my sister just said. You know, it just takes me back. It takes me back. And, you know, to your listeners, thank you for just allowing me to have this space where I can share a testimony. And I encourage any of you all who are listening to Ali's show right now, Alicia Ward's show, to call in and to share your testimony, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we have to overcome it, but we also have to share it for other people to overcome theirs. And so my name is Dionne Parker. And I'm Courage Catalyst, I'm the Swagologist, the author of Girl Get Your Swag Back, founder of the Swag University, the visionary for If Her Purse Could Talk, and a friend. But the most important title I have is the child of God. I am the child of God in my heart. You hear me? And all my ways. And let me just jump right in, because at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, God set me down and said, baby, you about to go through some things. You about to go through some things. You've been fighting. You've been battling. You've been praying. And it has to do with my marriage. I had to do, I mean, literally, when I tell you I've been in warfare for my marriage, it has been a it has been a battle. And so, and sometimes, you know, you don't need to tell everybody when you're battling, but sometimes you have a crew around you that knows you're battling, can hold your arms up when you get weak. And so God made some decisions. He made some decisions, and he was wondering if I was going to walk through the door and be courageous enough to follow him, right? He opened those doors. And so right now I'm still battling for my marriage. It's not over until he says it's over.
Right.
But
exactly.
I'm doing the work. I'm doing the work that's required in me. And so at the beginning of the year, I was met with that in 2019, was a battle in my marriage. Now, whether it goes through and continues to be a marriage, or whether God says, you know what, you've done your time, baby, it's done, and I love you both, but it's time to, you know, to move on. But when we started writing Purse, one of the things he kept saying to me was obedience.
Obedience,
and to come out of this gaping hole that I was putting myself in, because I felt Lord, if I go one more step, I've just followed you, Lord. I have written swag. I told all my business. I have been ministering and empowering women and sharing and caring, and, you know, but there's one more thing. You said, no, baby, I require more of you. And so when I was writing and asked you wonderful women to join me on that journey, I knew it was going to require something of me. I knew it. I said,
if I'm, I know I choose obedience first.
Yeah.
And so on the other side of that, 2019 has been bittersweet for me. And so I've shared the bitter, but the sweet came, honey, from the obedience. God, promotion comes from the Lord. Promotion comes from God. And he is so amazing. When I tell you, he said, I have more for you. My word from him was access granted. That's what I mean. Access granted, honey. Access granted. And the access came from me being obedient to him. And my question is, some of those, the people that are listening might feel like I'm in a painful place and going through something like this is extremely painful, you know. But God, I heard it best put this way, is our pain is not a punishment, but it's a platform for your purpose and for God to get the glory.
Wow.
So what he did, what he did, y'all, I've traveled around this incredible world of ours. I've had so many great opportunities to place my feet on different in different countries. Mm-hmm. But he opened up another door. And I was able to go with my business partner, Dr. Nicole Steele, for Gym Makers, and to go over and partner with a woman in South Africa for her women's ministry, Women of Substance, and to bring a word.
Wow.
And God entitled it, Is Your Vision Blurry?
Ooh.
God, are you serious right now? And all of the things that I had gone through this year, he said, pick yourself up, baby, because I have more for you to do. And so he placed my feet over in back into South Africa because I knew there was a reason why he kept having me go back there. And so there was another reason. And for him to use me in my brokenness, mind you.
Yes.
In my brokenness to empower ladies and leaders to get their vision clear. Honey,
yes.
I can't do anything but give him the glory through all of this, all of it. And I'm telling you, it is not, it's not just for us to keep, right? And in our painful moments, we think that God can't use us because we're experiencing something. That's not true. It's not
true. Right.
And I'm here to tell you, that's my testimony today. This year, 2019, I did not start out thinking that I was going to be faced with this particular issue in my marriage and to see where I'm at right now. I did not start out. I thought 2019, we were about, oh, my goodness, we just published a book. We're about to do this. What? I'm in now.
God said pump your brakes.
Pump your brakes, baby. There's a process that needs to happen because I'm about to take you some other places. So I need you to be here in this space for a minute. I need you to go through this process. Because you are about to be promoted where I'm about to take you. And so I just want that to be an encouragement for somebody who might be going through marital issues right now, who might be facing something that's real hard and heavy, something in your past, something that extremely just took the wind out of you this year and put your goals on the back burner. It's not over, baby. It ain't over. God has the last and final word.
Yes,
so I'm just here to say I got some battle scars, but I had to pick myself up, dust myself off, and get back in the game because he's
that's
not
right.
done with
yes.
me.
It's funny what it reminded me of a book that I came across some years ago, and I can't remember the author's name, but the title of the book was God Uses Cracked Pots.
Come on.
Isn't that funny?
Girl.
Even God uses cracked pots. So when you said in your brokenness, that book just popped into my head. I was like, oh my God.
On.
And we, you know what, just to piggyback off of what you two wonderful women of purpose have said, if I'm honest, and I want to always be honest, this has been my season of silence. Yeah. And that's why I haven't had a lot of shows this season, because he has been working on me in some areas. And although I've been silent on the air, I've been ministering behind the the curtain, if you will, because there have been some people who I know who've been going through some things that really, really bad situations, but he ministered to me to minister to them. And he told me, no, you're not to minister to your listeners, but here's this person I have you that needs you more right now. Mm. So in your silence to the masses of people who may tune in for your show, there's still one voice, one listener who needs you. Mm. And I'm not going to share any of her story, but I'm just going to say it has now worked out to where she has the victory.
Of course.
She has the victory, and the people who were persecuting her, they don't know what hit them. They don't know what hit them. And I just feel like he put me in certain positions for certain people behind the scenes, and where other people didn't know what I was doing and didn't know need to know what I was doing to be a blessing to them. He said, you don't need the glitz and the lights and the accolades of that right now. You, not that I get all of that, but you know what I'm saying. You need to be behind the scenes doing this for this person right now.
And you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart. You know, because a lot of people look at glitz and glamour and pats on the back and accolades.
Exactly.
You know, but you do it from your heart.
And you know, he would just plant a seed. He would plant a seed in me or a vision in me or an idea in me that this person had a need. And then I went ahead and I met the need. And the person was, how did you know? God knew, so I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't to get any kind of, you know, promotion or any kind of, well, you know, pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
It made, like you said, I did it from my heart because I know that's what God wanted me to do.
Amen, mm-hmm. sister.
And so this has been my season of silence and just sitting back and doing some self-reflection. And I don't ever want to just present something or someone with an idea or just for the sake of it. So I, you know, just like I just said earlier, it was time to pump the brakes a little bit. And understand and know, okay, where am I going? So I didn't want to be someone who ran away from God.
Right.
You were talking about that. I wanted to be able to stand there with him, face him, in my brokenness and in my silence, and do that self-reflection and minister where I needed to minister. Because when you're talking so much and you're thinking, your mind is going a million miles a minute, you can't hear what God wants you to do. So I wouldn't have been able to hear what the person he wanted me to help. Because I would have been so full of myself and trying to elevate myself and do for myself that I couldn't have been there for that person, because I don't believe I would have heard from God in that moment.
Right.
But sometimes you just got to be still and be silent, you know?
Right.
Yes.
He wants to assign each one of us an assignment to give him the glory in the end. And sometimes I know for me, sometimes I don't want the assignment. Sometimes I know what the assignment is. And I didn't ask for that, you know. But he said, you asked for a blessing. So in order for you to get this blessing, you have to march through some things. You have to walk and you know, maneuver through some things in order to get to that blessing. You want it bad enough and love me more than what you say you love me. Oh, you gonna get the blessing. Don't tell me you don't want this assignment, little girl. I'm like, look, JC. Come on, JC.
Girl, you guys, sometimes we want the promotion without
girl,
the podcast,
like, I keep it real with him. I keep it real with him. And he said, that's too bad. You
want it.
Well, if you don't want the assignment, you don't want the blessing.
That's right. That's right. And, Allie, I think what you just said, oh, my goodness, to go back to being quiet and still with him, right?
Yes.
sometimes he requires us to rest, first of all. Sometimes we can get so busy and running. I know for me, and I can point all my fingers at me, I can get in a space where I'm busy. And there's a time and a season for that. But when I feel my cup has run dry, I feel bored from an empty cup. I can't go and empower and encourage and lead and teach. I can't do any of that. And it's a dangerous place for me to be trying to do that, because that means I'm doing it in my own strength. And I can't do that. That's reckless when we do that, right? It's a sense of pride. But when you have to be quiet and sit with him in silence, you know, he requires that of us so that we can be filled back up, so that, to your point, we can hear him clearly, so that we can be in line and in step with him. And Nicole calls it a dance. And when we two-stepping and when we dancing with him, I mean, you know, we ain't trying to step on his toes. We're trying to literally go with him, because we will miss not only the blessing, but who we are called to. We are somebody's assignment, and we are.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Ladies,
because we've been somebody's assignment.
Exactly. Yes. Are you guys able to hang in there with me? Yeah, we're going to take a short station break. You guys good?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to wind down. We're going to take a short station break. And when we return, we're going to continue with this wonderful conversation. And if you're out there, if you want to call in, please call us. It's not too late. 347-324-5246. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff, and I'm Allie, joined by my special guests, Ms. Char Marshall and Dion Parker. Stay tuned.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
All right, we're back, and if you're just joining us, welcome to Testimony Tuesday on There Is Life After Layoff radio show. You're listening through uptomeradio.com. That's up, the number 2, meradio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 7 to 8 p.m., and you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And like I said before the break, if you want to call in and share with us this evening, push past the fear, and this is a no-judgment zone, you can call us at 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. And I am back with my girls, Ms. Char Marshall and Ms. Dion Parker, and we are just having an awesome conversation about where God is working in our lives and walking with him or walking away from him. Ladies, it's just, you know, God, he works in all of our lives differently. And, you know, I mentioned that this has been my season of silence and been a time where I need to sow into somebody else rather than somebody sowing into me. And, you know, there are those times when we have to just think that it's not just about us.
Amen.
Right.
To make the biggest impact, you have to know that there's somebody that needs you more than you need to give back to yourself. And this has been that season for me. And, you know, and I'm going to also be honest and say that I just have been at a point where I too, D, have been feeling a little broken in some areas of my life. And I had to really sit down and say, God, okay, what's going on with this? And so hence the silence, because I'm waiting to hear from him on some things. And, you know, but you can't hear from him if you don't shut up.
Come on, right? Won't he shut us up?
Allie has been such an awesome tool in my life for my walk, because I don't want to shut up. I won't cuss. I won't fight. I won't tell you, but I won't tell you. I won't talk about you, you know, in my anger, you know. And I have learned how to, just through watching her, I have learned how to just be silent, you know, and just completely shut everything down. Go to God, yeah. Get in a room, get in a closet if you have to, go in the bathroom, mm-hmm. Go outside and walk around. You know, mm-hmm. When you can, I call it protecting my peace. Yeah. When I protect my peace, I can get with God and I can talk to him all day long. Because one thing I know for sure, a man or a woman, they don't have the time to hear about the issues, the tissue issues I have about the Jesus, about the Jesus crisis I have in my life.
Right.
You know, knowing that, you know, I'm going to break down in 1 second. And they don't have the time to listen to all of that because they got their own tissue issues.
Right.
So what better person to go to than your creator, your Lord and Savior,
yeah.
Your problem solver, your counselor, your comforter,
yeah.
You know, your chief cornerstone. What greater person to go to than that?
Yeah.
And then, you don't even have to sit and wait for the prayer to be answered. You just got to walk away in faith and knowing that it's already answered.
It's
and
already
just say,
done.
Hallelujah, anyhow. Thank you, Lord,
yeah.
For just making a way, making me, you know, opening my eyes, taking these blinders
mm-hmm.
off, and allowing me to see and hear and taste how good you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
I don't even deserve this. But you love me just that much to give me another chance.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He's grace and mercy.
It's a beautiful thing. And I think we all need to take a page from that, you know, and from, Allie, what you shared of being quiet, you know, it's something to that.
Yeah.
Again, if we ignore that, we miss him.
Yes.
We miss him in that moment. And we have to give ourselves also permission to be vulnerable, right,
yes.
With
mm-hmm.
God. Be vulnerable with him, because that's where he does his greatest work with us.
Mm.
And vulnerability requires us to trust him.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
sometimes when we are in a season where we can't see, you know, what, number one, we didn't see it coming. We didn't see the hurt, the pain, the dryness, whatever. We didn't see it coming. But when we're in it, we don't see where we're going, right? And
yeah,
so
right.
when and that requires you to actually sit down and trust him. And I know that's a hard place to be, because you want to have all the answers. And especially when you're used to, you know, it coming so quickly, or you were, you know, things were happening so quickly for you, and then all of a sudden a barrier gets thrown in your way.
Right.
And so I think about the moment that you sit there in silence, it really does require you to be in a vulnerable position without you having to say anything.
Right.
And let God work on you to do the heart work, to do the head work, to do the soul work.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all of that. And
yeah.
if you aren't ready for that, you know, God's going to get your attention one way or the other.
One way or the other.
He's
going to catch you in the water. He's going to catch you in the ground.
You know what?
Yes.
One of the greatest lessons I learned a long time ago, and anybody who knows, who has known me throughout my life and growing up, knows this is a hard one for me to learn. But what I learned, and it has been such a blessing to me, is that being right is highly overrated.
Come on.
Absolutely.
I'm on.
So when I was at that point where I just had to have the last word, God said other. God said, that's not peace.
Right.
That's not peace. And
now,
so
now
I'm
you're
like,
prove you're right. Now what?
Yeah, and now I'm like,
you're
I had one
mad.
Of those. I had one of those Homer Simpson moments. You know. I was like, God, you know, and that was hard for me, because I'm just one of those people where when now I'm at a point where I'm like, you know what, I'm not even going to go there. You know, I stand back, put my hands back, you know,
like,
and just throw my hands up, because what good is it going to do Yeah, okay, so mm-hmm. you're right. Now what? What damage have you
now
done
what?
Trying to be right?
Exactly.
Now what? And
now,
then in your midst of trying to get to that area of being right, you done left all this carnal damage. You done crossed that this one and you're mad at that one. Your pressure done going up. Your back hurt. Your head hurt. But you're right. Was it worth all of that?
Hey, Sean.
Nobody wins.
Y'all broken over, but right. Just broken. Just humped
right.
over, but right.
Right.
Get that visual.
It cracks me up because I heard somebody say it this way. It's like, you know, two people sitting in a house and the thermostat is up. I mean, and it's hot. It is
right.
hot. But y'all arguing of who's going to walk over there and turn the thermostat down.
Okay,
and nobody wants to get up and do it, but y'all going to sit there and burn up. Because you don't want,
so
no, right, I don't want to give up my position of power.
Yeah.
So that you feel like you won or you right, you know. And so I think it's so interesting that you say
yes.
that
that's
whole,
funny.
It's a hard lesson for a lot of people.
It is.
I believe me, I don't have it perfect, but you know what? I can recognize it.
You know, improve.
And that to me is big for me because I was that one person that was like, nope, I'm gonna have it. And I told my son, I said, one quality you got from your mama is you gotta have that last word.
The last word. We are
I said, son, please
girl.
Don't do that. Please don't be like that.
And look, and then you get down on your knees at night and you pray, dear God, thank you so much for my blessing today. And you can hear him say, now you know doggone well what you did today. You know you was wrong today. Don't be coming over here all trying to be all Miss Innocent. You know you cussed that man out today and because you wanted to be right. Now you coming down, but thank you for my blessing. Girl, bye.
See, that's God sees all. He knows all.
Come
and
on.
He evaluates all.
If it didn't hit you now, it's going to hit you on 285 later on. And you get
okay.
to say, ouch. Those of you
ouch.
Who are here in Atlanta,
you
ouch.
You
want
to say hallelujah
ouch.
Or you going to say ouch?
Jesus, that is so funny. Oh my goodness. That is hilarious. Oh,
but the one
yes.
thing that I realize, Allie, is and D is that I like the new person that I'm becoming, that transformation that I'm making in my life because I'm getting more in tune with who he is.
Amen.
You know, and at 54 you would think that I would know all of this stuff. Yeah, we know the Bible. But it's another thing to practice.
To live it and practice it.
You know, and live it. And in order to live it, you got to be prepared to lose some people. You got to be prepared to get stabbed in the face. You got to be prepared for your toes to be stepped on. You got to be prepared for your promotion to not come. You got to be prepared for that persecution. And in the midst of going through all of that, you got to have humility.
Ooh,
you
got
to have
say
humility,
that.
And humility is going to give you your strength. Because, see, one thing I know for sure, see all of this stuff that's all messed up inside of me? God can't bless no mess.
Mm-mm.
He can't bless no
Mm-mm.
mess. But, see, if I can just remain obedient, like you said earlier, if I can remain obedient, remain consistent in getting in his word, and really, really put his word in my heart and start living by that word, honey, he'll be able to bless me to be a blessing not only to other people, but to just for myself to be blessed so I can do more work for him, to be in that mindset of servitude, you know. And it ain't easy.
It's not.
It is not
easy
because you're going to run across people that's going to take advantage of you.
Yeah. But
and
what's important for people to also know is that, okay, no, you don't have to be perfect.
No, you don't.
Because, you know, God walked among the broken people. He didn't walk among the Pharisees and the scribes.
Thank
and,
you.
And
the
you know,
that's
and,
right.
And the kings
right.
and what have you. He was among
right.
the broken.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so that's where his greatest work was.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And where he worked his miracles among the broken.
That's right.
And so don't
listen, he abused all of that.
He is not impressed.
No. He
material.
Lord Jesus. So don't think that every day is going to be, you know, roses and rose, walk through every day with rose-colored glasses and I'm perfect.
Amen.
No, God, first of all, God going to say you're lying.
Okay.
And, you know, he sees you in your mess, like you said earlier.
Right.
He knows you're lying.
Oh, my God, he is
That's
so
right.
funny.
That's
and so
right.
don't think that, okay, one day, yeah, you may have had a good day and you, oh, the heavens opened up and sang your praise, you know. Oh, that was probably terrible to somebody's ears. But anyway, oh, sorry about that, y'all. I can't sing. But you know what? Tomorrow may not be such a good day for you, but that's okay because the day after that might be better than the day before.
Right.
So don't
right.
think that you're going to be perfect and look to be, don't even look to try to be perfect because you're not going to
oh, yeah.
succeed at that.
No.
Amen. And it's a setup
day,
for failure.
Anyway.
I think
right.
it's such a setup for failure. And one thing that I dislike is that we've got a lot of leaders out here, you know, that are perpetrating. You know, like everything is all together and everything is, you know, I got everything together and look at me. And I can't learn nothing from you. If you got it all together, I don't want to look at you. I want to look at the person who been through some stuff and how you get through your process. Help me understand. And for God to have blessed you through your process and used your pain. For that, we've got a lot of hurt women here out in this world.
Yeah.
We have a lot of hurt and all over, I mean, just all over. The story is the same, y'all, from me being able to travel this world. The story is the same. And what I see in these women is that they don't feel like they are good enough, can be used, that their skills and talents are, you know, they're damaged goods. Somehow along the way, somebody whispered a lie in their ear. And that they believed it, that because of their past, that God can't use them and give them a platform or whatever. They believed the lie along the way. And I just want somebody to hear, I'm hoping they're hearing this conversation that we're having, that they understand that is not, there are no perfect people.
No.
There are no perfect people. And God gets honor out of what you do in his name, where you're at. Start where you're at. You whatever it is that you are trying to do, want to do, start where you're at, and he can use that just because he knows your heart. You are not too far gone. You've not made too many mistakes. You're not too old. You're not too used to whatever. All that is garbage, and it's the lie of the enemy. I just want somebody to hear that and hear our conversation so that they feel like, you know what, I got something, too, that God can use to bless the masses and to bless, even if it's one person. My goodness, you are a blessing to the kingdom.
Absolutely. Ladies, this hour has gone by so fast. Dang it.
I told you.
Dang it.
We need a 3-hour session, honey.
We do, but, you know, I want each of you to just take a moment first to, I know, Dee, you have some things coming up with the SWAG University. Share with us what you have coming up and how people can follow you and find out more about what you're doing. And then I would love if you could, you know, share a word of prayer for somebody tonight.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Allie. We are celebrating International Girl Get Your Swag Back Month within Gym Makers, the SWAG University. We are going all in because we believe that women around the world are being courageous enough and answering the call to get their swag back, which is self-confidence, walk with God, attitude of gratitude, and God-given gifts and talents. And we're seeing God go to new levels in this and being able to help women do this. And so we want to be on the front row seat of your journey. And if that is you, if you are looking to get your swag back or to even maintain it, because it's not a finale. There's no end to this. We continue to work on all four of those areas. Plug in with us. We're on Facebook under, you can find me under Dionne Parker. You can find me under Girl Get Your Swag Back. My website is DionneParker.com. I'm also at GenMakers.org. You can find me there. And this month, we are also getting ready to kick off, actually July 14th, we have a class called Just a Girl with Goals. And if you are a woman that is looking to accomplish something by the end of this year, maybe you set some goals at the beginning of the year, they kind of got busted, they just didn't go through, whatever that might be, but or if you're planning and you're trying to accomplish some things that God has put on your plate, we want to talk to you. This class is going to help you to identify where you're at, really set you in motion to achieve and accomplish those things that you have put on the shelf, and to get you to live in your best life.
Right.
And so we want you to do that. And the last thing I'll say is that August 5th, we have a session, Girl Get Your Swag Back, 6-week masterclass is starting on the 4th of August. That's the Sunday, 4th of August. It starts at 7:30. You need to get plugged up, signed up, register, all of that. You can find that at any of the websites that I just mentioned, also the swaguniversity.com.
Awesome.
So I would love to did you ask me to
yes,
pray?
Yes, ma'am,
did you ask
I sure
me to
did.
That? Woo, girl, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, woo, girl, Lord God, we are in awe of you.
Yes.
You are amazing in all of your ways, oh God. You are the Father to the fatherless, Lord God. You are the lifter of our head,
mm-hmm.
the lover of our soul. And we just adore you, oh God. We reverence you, oh God, and we thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for your daughter and the vision that you placed inside of her for this show. There is life after layoff, Lord God. I thank you for the gift that she is, Father, that you have just anointed her, Lord God, to be able to bless the masses with her voice, oh God, and all the skills and talents that you have given this beautiful vessel, Alicia Ward. And I thank you for connecting her to women like Char Marshall, to me, oh God, as a gift, Father. Father God, I pray for every listener that is listening today, Lord God, though they may not have pressed the button to share their testimony, Father God, there is a testimony inside of each one of them, Lord. May they find the courage, Lord God, to be able to share it with somebody that will bless them, Lord God. May they find the courage, oh God, to continue to open their mouths and say how good you are, Father.
Hallelujah.
We are careful to give you all the glory, God,
Lord.
And we thank you for the test that you put us through, Father God, because without the test, there is no testimony, God. And so we thank you for that, Father. Father, we love you. We praise you. We honor you today, Lord. And we praise you. And just, again, in all these things, Lord God, that we ask in Jesus' precious name, Lord, we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I love y'all. I love
Ooh,
y'all's
love
life.
You. We love you.
You just don't know how much
you
right blessed
back.
Me. You blessed me this evening. As always,
yes.
I will be floating for about 2-3
oh.
days after this.
Me too.
Amen.
This show is always open to you whenever you have anything going on. If you just want to share your heart, I don't care. We don't even have to have a topic. Just if you want to come on, you got an open door always because you are such a blessing to me, and I'm so thankful that God allowed me to be a part of your journeys. So thank you for having me in your journeys.
I'm so grateful. We need to do a Perseversary show.
You just spoke that. Thank you. It's done. It ain't nothing but a, you ain't said nothing but a word.
Woo, girl.
So, ladies, thank you so much for joining me this evening. I love you guys.
Yes,
love you
definitely. We love you too.
Thank you. So, before I close out this powerful, spiritful show, I want to make a few announcements and give you a couple of quick reminders. I am pleased to announce that in conjunction with Streets of Gold Global Ministries, Up to Me Radio is the local sponsor for the Hear My Heart Woman of Faith National Conference, which is scheduled for October 9th through the 11th, and it will be held at the beautiful Hyatt Regency Atlanta Perimeter at Villa Christina. And on the second day of that conference, on October 10th, there will be the first ever Up to Me Radio Spirit Award Luncheon, which will be taking place. And I am pleased to announce that our very own Shaw Marshall, who you just heard, is being honored with a Spirit Award. So, yay, Shaw! So if you want to learn more about the conference, visit the conference website at www.hearmyheartconference.com. And as we quickly approach another school year, I want to also take a moment to encourage the parents of teenagers, probably between the ages of 13 and 19, please go back and listen to my March 26th interview with Girl Scout Ambassador Amani Ward when she joined me, to share about her Girl Scout Gold Award project, Starting the Conversation. Starting the Conversation is a video that she created to bring awareness to the issue of teenage sexual peer pressure, harassment, assault, and the emotional impact it can have on teens. It is a great resource tool for parents, students, teachers, and administrators and counselors to engage in a dialogue about an often difficult issue. So if you want to learn more about her project and to view the video, please visit her project website at startingtheconversation.world, okay? And as a friendly reminder, during the month of August, Up to Me Radio will be on a short summer hiatus, which provides you with a great opportunity to catch up on all of the great programming that Up to Me Radio offers. You can access them on the show pages available at uptomeradio.com website. That's up2meradio.com. All the recorded podcasts are there, and it's also on iTunes and the mobile app Stitcher. And all you have to do is just search for Up to Me Radio. And please also remember to follow me on my blog at thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact me directly, you could do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please remember to connect and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram at AllieWard45. And on Facebook, you can find me at There Is Life After Layoff. And you can also follow Up to Me Radio on Twitter and Facebook at Up to Me Radio. So on behalf of myself and the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, I say thank you for joining us on this journey. We are grateful for your support and do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. So until next time, we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself, no,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord. I have my faith in, even when it seems, that's when you look, that's when your breakthrough will begin. Worse off than you now.
Known has come from you alone.